Psalm 13. Preface. Melancholy of the heart, sorrowfulness of the soul, is a heavy burden, and it profits nothing. The man who abandons himself to a melancholy mood will every day and every night will find some new reason to be low-spirited. He is continually full of apprehensions and fears, and he must soon experience that melancholy is a cause of infirmities and of premature old age. Now it is not the will of God that man should be continually sad. God has no pleasure in melancholy. He rather earnestly warns against it by the holy apostle, saying, "The sorrow of the world worketh death." When tempted to sorrowfulness, we should cry unto God in fervent prayer, and casting all our cares upon Him, should bid our hearts be still, and trust the grace and mercy of the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. There is not a more effectual remedy for melancholy and sadness than fervent and believing prayer, because it draws the heart away from the cause of sorrow unto God, who is the author of light and of life. Dear people, pour out your troubles unto the Lord, and soon He will cause the clouds of heaviness to part, and will show you a smiling face, filling your hearts with joy and gladness. An illustration of this is found in the 13th Psalm. A Prayer in Sorrowfulness of Heart. To the Chief Musician, a Psalm of David. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall mine enemy be exalted over me? Consider and hear me, O Lord, my God. Lighten mine eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death, lest mine enemy say, "I have prevailed against him," and those that cause me trouble rejoice when I am moved. But I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord, because he hath dealt bountifully with me. Summary. This psalm is a fervent petition against melancholy and sadness of heart, with which Satan often torments the Christian, as St. Paul complains of the buffetings of Satan's messenger. Frequently, such heaviness of heart is also caused by the deceit, malice, and treachery of men who do violence to the Christian or slander him without a cause, for it grieves the heart to reap evil for good and to experience the ingratitude of those whom we trusted. But in David we see that the prayer of an afflicted heart is mighty, and there is no sorrow so great persistent prayer will overcome it. Wherefore St. James exhorts, "Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray." We should accustom ourselves to be cheerful in all manner of afflictions and misfortunes, and should never suffer sorrow to gnaw the heart, but should present our petitions before the Lord, being assured that His ears are open to our prayers, because He has promised and said, "Call upon me in the day of trouble, I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me." Prayer. Lord Jesus, who in the days of thy flesh was a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, graciously remember us who are yet walking in this vale of tears, and must enter thy kingdom through many tribulations. As thou hast promised to be with thine own and to support them unto the end, so grant us thy Holy Spirit, the Spirit of joy and of peace, to comfort our hearts and the hearts of all thy afflicted Christians with thy everlasting comfort. Amen.